ESPN Radio for Savannah and the Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1400 and 104.3 WSEG Savannah.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry, and welcome to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report presented to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm glad you could join me. It's beautiful outside. Right now it's 73. It's going to be partly sunny all day, high of 89. I mean, what more can you say? And it's Saturday, June 6, 2014. And if you don't know anything about that date, 2015, if you don't know anything about the date June 6th, there's something wrong. You haven't been taught history, United States history. June 6, 1944 was D-Day. More than 160,000 Allied troops landed along a 50-mile stretch of the Normandy beach to take on the Germans, led by General Dwight D. Eisenhower. More than 5,000 ships, 1,300 aircraft. I mean, it was the biggest attack ever that helped or started the end of World War II, and we lost a lot of Americans on Omaha Beach. And I got to send a big shout-out once again to our military, because it's the military that keep us free. It's the military that let us do what we got to do, or what we want to do. Free speech. Choose where we want to go, when we want to go. Choose our religion. I mean, it's the military. It's not the politician. You know, it's not the lawyer. It's not the United States government. It's the military. And what they do for us is unbelievable. 1944, June 6, 1944, the invasion of Normandy Beach, D-Day, was held back 2 days. I know the whole story, but once again, I'm not going to go on. But thank you to our servicemen, our servicewomen, who keep us free. And that is probably one of the most famous days in American history, when we landed on Omaha Beach, June 6th, 1944. Once again, that's how I had to start my show. You know, being from a military family, my dad, my father-in-law, It's been a big part of my life, and I love American history, and once again, but we got to go to the other side, and the other thing I love talking about is sports. That's right. The Carl DeMasi Sports Report is here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. We play two games. The first game is from 9 to 10, and then the second game is from 10 to 11, and we focus on local sports. We do talk national sports, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I really enjoy this. Every Saturday morning, getting up here and do it. I mean, like I say, every week, we start off with our lineup. We have a great lineup in the first quarter of the first game, which is right now, 9 until 10. We'll talk local sports, local scores, national scores. We'll go into a little bit of NBA, and don't forget, we got a triple crown going on in horse racing. American Pharoah could be the first horse since 1978 to win the triple crown. I'll get into what the triple crown is a little later. Then we'll go to the second quarter. This man put on a great event. A great event for a good cause, childhood cancer. We'll talk to H.V. Jenkins, head football coach, athletic director, and the coordinator of the Coaches for Curing Cancer football clinic, Coaches Football Clinic and Gala, that was held last month, and they raised over $10,000 for charity. Nobody got paid. Nobody got a dime. This is all going to charity. Tim Adams, you did what you had to do. You did a great job. And we'll get into that in the second quarter with Tim Adams. The third quarter, the Comets, Stephen Elmo Weeks. We've got a lot of golf going on. Mark Silvers, local boy. Savannah Country Day, University of South Carolina Gamecock. The Greenbrier, you know, winning the Greenbrier. I mean, big break. I mean, he's leading at the Dallas Open on the web.com tour. He shot 9 under yesterday, had 9 birdies, and he's tied for the lead. I'm excited about it. You know, Brian Harman winning the John Deere last year. Now we're looking at Mark Silvers. I mean, these guys grew up together. They make golf what golf is in here in Savannah, Georgia. But we know there are a lot of other golfers that Stephen Elmo Weeks will tell us about that aren't on that scale, but they make golf what it is right here in Savannah, Georgia. Close out the first hour. We'll talk a little bit about food and sports. Yes, food and sports. I mean, if you know anything about Carl DeMasi's a big guy and he loves his food. Okay, and I just surfing the internet, you find some strange things. And wait till you hear this about closing out the first hour. We're going to talk about my second pastime, or my favorite pastime besides talking sports, is eating food. So we'll get into that. Second hour. Come back, open up the second hour, 10 o'clock, second game, and we'll talk about, once again, local scores, national scores. Then we'll get into the second quarter of the second hour, roughly about 10:17. We're going to go to the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. This young man had a phenomenal season at the University of South Carolina, Buford. He played on a baseball team. He's from Calvary Day School. I mean... Ashley Morris had an unbelievable senior year. He was named honorable mention to the NAIA All-American team, baseball team. Then he was, he was named to the first team All-Academic squad, and now he's got a chance of being drafted. Yes, the Major League Baseball draft is this weekend, for, June 6th to June 8th. He's got a shot at being drafted, so we'll talk to Ashley Morris. And then we're going to go a little local. We're going to talk to the most highly recruited or looked up to drafty by the New York Mets. Of course, the Savannah Sandnets is their minor league club right here in Savannah, Georgia. And that shortstop, Luis Guillerme. Okay, I'll get it right. Luis Guillerme, local, not a local kid, but is out of Florida. Is Venezuelan, batting 301. I mean, baseball, you need a shortstop. Football, you need a quarterback. Basketball, you need a point guard. Well, Luis is considered one of the best defensive players in the Mets organization. So we'll have Luis Guillerme on about 10:30. So that's the lineup, and we'll close out the show. We'll talk about, once again, what's going on in the local area, what's coming up next week, and just a lot of fun every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. We'll talk local sports, national sports. Let's go to the national sports quickly. Professional, well... Once again, our Hawks are out. The Atlanta Hawks are out. Cleveland Cavaliers taking on Golden State. They got to the overtime. But when Kyrie Irving fractured his kneecap, the Cavaliers couldn't do anything in overtime. It was 98-98 going into overtime. They wound up losing 110-100, so they scored 2 points. They got, outscored 12-2. But I don't count LeBron out. Don't count LeBron out, because when Kyrie Irving wasn't in there and Mr. Love, another big player for the Cavaliers, wasn't in there. They beat our Hawks without those two players. So don't count LeBron out yet. It's still early. Game two tomorrow night, Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Going to the Diamond, the Braves. I mean, come on. They get to 500, and they can't see the stands. Their record gets to 500. They seem like they can't stay there. They lost last night to the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Bucks, 10-8. The Braves relievers allowed 6 runs to the Pirates in over the final 3 1/3 innings. William Perez was a little shaky. He's a rookie. But the 4 relievers that came in allowed 6 runs. It was 4-4. Craig Kimball left, but he was the closer. We need middle relief. We need, setup relief. Well, today... Julio Teheran will look for his third straight win against the Pirates. Teheran is 2-0 with a 2.7 ERA against the Bucks, and he starts tonight, game 7 o'clock, 7:05 up there in the ATL at Turner Field. So keep track of the Braves. They're 26-28. They're in third place, 4 games out of first. It's not too bad. We didn't expect them to be this good anyway. And let's go to our minor league team, the Savannah Sandnets, won their 4th straight game, 4-0 over the Greenville Drive. Okay. That puts them 1 game over 500 for the first time this season. With the win, the Nats move 3 games behind the Drive for first place with 15 games to play in the first half of the South Atlantic League's minor league season. Remember, in the Sally League, if you win the first half, you automatically go to the playoffs. You got to win the second half to go to the playoffs, so that's how it's set up. The Nats are 28-27, have won 15 of their last 20, and are 20-11 in their last 31 games. Pretty impressive. The same two teams will continue their 4-game series tonight at 6:05. Savannah will send right-hander Corey Oswalt to the hill, while the Drive will send Jeffrey Fernandez. Okay, so once again, it's Saturday night. It's firework night at historic Grayson Stadium. Gates open at 5 o'clock. First pitch, 6:05. Semi-pro basketball, Savannah Storm. Lost two on the road last week. They're 2-6. They lost to the Carolina Gators in the Fayetteville crossover. Today is the Eastern Basketball League's All-Star Game in Columbus, Georgia, and the Savannah Storm is well representative. We got four players involved. Two will play in a game. Davon Thomas, who's averaging 20 points and 6.7 rebounds a game, and Gregory Thomas, who's averaging 12 points a game and 3.7 rebounds a game. So they'll play in the game. Davon Thomas is from Groves High School. Then in the special contest, we have David Grayson. Remember that name? David Grayson out of Bethesda. He'll be in the three-point contest, and Kevin Hamilton will be in the slam dunk. Tomorrow, the Savannah Storm return home at 3 o'clock against the Fort Gordon Eagles. They will play that at Johnson High School, not Windsor Forest. Johnson High School, 3 o'clock tip-off. Semi-pro football, I told you I'd find us out. The Savannah Steam finished at 5-2, did not make the playoffs, so our arena indoor football, semi-pro football team is finished for the season. The Savannah Shamrocks rugby team, we talked about them going to the Nationals of the USA Club Rugby Division III Nationals. They made it to the quarterfinals, and they lost last weekend to the old Gaelic rugby team, 33-24. So they lost to the old Gaelic rugby club, 33-24. College, Savannah State's Cameron Hill qualified for the NCAA Outdoor and Track and Field Championships next weekend in Eugene, Oregon. At Jacksonville last weekend, the senior hurdler earned a trip to the NCAA Championships with a winning performance in the quarterfinals of the men's 110-meter hurdles at the East Preliminary Championships held in North Florida. He did that in 13.68 seconds to capture first place in the quarterfinals, and he's entering the NCAA Championships as the top man in the 110-meter hurdles. Right here from Savannah, Georgia, Cameron Hill. He is originally from St. Mary's, Georgia. So, once again, number one in the country in the 110-meter hurdles right here at Savannah State. PGA Tour, they're at the Memorial Tournament presented by Nationwide, Muirfield Village Country Golf Club, in Dublin, Ohio. Brian Harman is off. Champions Tour at the Principal Charity Classic at Wakanda Club in Des Moines, Iowa. Gene Sauer is tied for 34th at 1-under. And I said early in the show at the Web.com Tour, Greater Dallas Open at the Lakes at Castle Hills in Lewisville, Texas. Savannah Country Day alum, South Carolina Gamecock alum, the Greenbrier, golf tournament. He was the winner, but you know what? Mark Silvers is the leader at 9-under. At the Greater Dallas Open on the web.com tour. Chris Epperson, who's playing on the E-Tour, is off. Okay, if you're going downtown, watch out around Daffin Park. Today is Family Fit Day, sponsored by Fleet Feet Sports. And there'll be a bunch of people down there if you want to get involved. It's a one-mile walk. Your registration is only $1 and includes a free T-shirt. Registration begins at 10 o'clock this morning. Walk starts at 11:30 a.m. Other activities include family kickball, hula hoop, jump rope, fitness, Simon Says, yoga, and more. Don't miss out on a raffle of refreshments, vendors, nutrition education, health fair, and dancing at Daffin Park. It's Family Fit Day at Daffin Park, hosted by Fit Families USA Corp, sponsored by Brighter Day National Foods Market, and once again, Fleet Feet Sports. The Jog Father, Robert Espinosa, has a big input in what's going on there. It starts at 10 o'clock. Get over there and register. Well, let's get out of here. We got to move it. Running a little long. Remember, this show cannot happen without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. They have a full-service outpatient surgery center, digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia. Or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at optumhealth.com. Next up, we'll talk to the man himself that put on a great event helping childhood cancer, and that's Tim Adams, the head football coach and AD at H.V. Jenkins High School and the coordinator of coaches for curing cancer, football clinic, and gala. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, the doctor-led, patient-focused, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. You can listen to us at ESPNCoastal.com on your internet streaming, ESPNCoastal.com. You can also listen to us on your smartphone at the new ESPN Radio app. Download it. Go to Savannah Hilton Head, and of course on TuneIn Radio. TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio, and go to WSEG. Sports Talk Savannah.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And
welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm Carl DeMasi right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. Well, it's Saturday morning, June 6th, 2015. Remember, this is D-Day that we cannot forget to thank our servicemen, servicewomen that keep us free. That was the start of the great invasion of Europe. And once again, to all of them, we thank you. June 6th, D-Day, on Normandy Beach, out there in Normandy. And just an unbelievable battle, and helped us get where we got to go, shut down, closed out the World War II campaign in Europe. Pretty special day for all servicemen and servicewomen who have survived that and are here today. Great job. It's something special that, you know, I can never forget. Well, you know, I'm Carl DeMasi. We're talking local sports here every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, sports and charity, sports and special events always go together. It seems like it takes us away from the stress that we are dealing with in life. And I'm telling you right now, one of the biggest battles we have as human beings is the fight against cancer. There are so many different types of cancer, and we've been touched. Family members, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, grandparents, parents, friends. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Well, you know, I got to talk about this. I couldn't hook up with him, get this man on the line. But Tim Adams over at Jenkins High School, who is the head football coach and athletic director, came up with the idea of doing a football clinic and all proceeds going to a special cause, pediatric cancer. And, I mean, he's such a good guy. He loves what he's doing. And we're going to go once again. I'm going to make a phone call. I did this last week. Let's hope he picks up because, I mean, if he could do this, I mean, he would be just great. So let me see. I'm getting a little insight here from my producer, my man PJ Zucco down in the Golden Isle. So let me try and call him and see what happens. So once again, please hold on. And you're gonna hear the dial tone. And he is waiting for me. That's why it's great having a producer like PJ Zucco. The man knows what he's doing. Young guy with a lot of experience.
Hello?
Tim Adams, how the heck are you?
Great.
Hey, I'm sorry we couldn't hook up when this segment started, but I'm glad I got you on. And 2 weeks in a row, I've lucked out. I mean, callers, people I'm supposed to call couldn't get in touch with him. They called back. We worked it out on the phone. But I was just telling everybody how your brainchild of putting together a clinic, a football clinic, to raise money for pediatric cancer was a thought way back in October. And you were so adamant about it. So you had so much passion for this. Well, the Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic Gala, I got to say, well, and I got to go back, got to take care of our sponsor here. Joining me now on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline is the head coach AD at H.B. Jenkins High School, but more importantly in this segment, the coordinator for the Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic Gala that raised $10,000 for CURE, which the CURE is a childhood cancer organization dedicated to helping families in Savannah and throughout the state dealing with pediatric cancer. Tim, you said you were going to do it. You did it. And like I've been telling everybody since we started talking about this, not one dime went into the H.V. Jenkins football program, H.V. Jenkins High School, any of the guests that came in and did this clinic. I mean, hey, great idea. I got to take my hat off to you. Congratulations. You did good.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. No, it has nothing to do with me, to be honest with you, other than I just coached there and some people supported there. You know, but it's a nonprofit that was set up for the purpose of raising money for cancer, different cancer groups, and we've chosen to support CURE pediatric cancer, you know, first and foremost. And a lot of people work real hard helping with little bitty things to big things, and we just kind of, you know, huge learning curve, and there's a lot of things we're going to do the same, and there's a few things we'll do different, and very appreciative. God is good. He kind of directed us there in which way to go and what to do, and then in the end, it surprised me. We came out with a nice check to donate to a very worthy cause.
Well, you know, I'm talking to Tim Adams. He's joining us on the Nine Line Apparel Hotline right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. He was the coordinator or the man that directed this whole thing, put it all together. It was his brainchild, the Coach for Curing Cancer Football Clinic and Gala on May 15th and 16th. Well, you know, Tim, and you've been doing this as long as I do. We're close in age. But, you know, sports always brings people together. Sports always helps with a great cause. It's just something special. It takes us away from that stress dealing with, you know, somebody who has cancer or dealing with, you know, what's going on in the world. I mean, it's just a great way to get people together, isn't it?
It is. I mean, that's why they pack stadiums every fall, right? You know, 100,000 people show up to watch a sporting event. And even across the globe, I mean, there's, you know, soccer and baseball and all your other sports, basketball, people go watch it. So it is the common enjoyment, entertainment, sport, competition, however you want to list it. You know, and that's kind of in the fact of the matter is, you know, I've always been involved through my church and other places, but I just God just started really working on me about, you know, trying to do what you do for a living for bigger, better things too. And I can't do a lot, but I kind of do a little bit of that sports stuff and athletic stuff, and that's kind of how it originated. And then a personal connection with a nephew that died from brain cancer. That you know, when you put all that together, that's the quickest way to explain it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you said it perfect right there. I mean, also, you guest speaker for the banquet, the gala banquet. Adrian Peterson just lost his son to brain cancer. But, you know, you brought in some pretty, pretty impressive people, such as the head coach from Georgia Southern, Willie Fritz, Georgia Tech, former Georgia Southern head coach Mike Seawalk. I mean, Ernest Wilson from Savannah State. I mean, even local coaches such as Danny Britt and Donald Chumley, who've won state championships. Everybody wanted to be part of this, and nobody wanted a dime for it, which even makes it more impressive.
It is. I'm very much appreciative to all the guys you listed, plus the others that we probably left out. You know, they're all listed on the website, so I want to leave that up there and give them credit. But, I mean, Coach Fritz, you know, he's new to Georgia Southern, so I don't have any – I've got deep Georgia Southern connections, but I never really had known Coach Fritz before. And since the first conversation we have, you know, and he kind of checked out what we're doing and – that it's legitimate, and he's been, I can't say enough about him, and then the other guys as well jumped on board, and, you know, the local coaches, and it's just a win-win situation. There's no reason not to be a part of it, in my opinion.
And I'm going to help you out here, Tim. We'll go with the clinic speakers. Here's your roll call. Willie Fritz, head coach, Georgia Southern. Adrian Peterson, the greatest running back ever at Georgia Southern, played for the Chicago Bears. Mike Seawalk, former head coach at Georgia Southern. Brian Young, Groves High School Rebel, the defensive coordinator at Stetson University. Mitch Ware, the quarterback coach from Georgia Southern, now at West Point. Ernest Wilson, the head coach at Savannah State. Dr. Nicholas Murray coming in from Georgia Southern University, talking about concussions. Rich Probst, because everybody knows about him from when they did that high school show, but now he's at Colquitt County. Eric Parker, Franklin Stevens, Tim Adams, Danny Britt, Sean Penda, Donald Chumley, and my own little boy, who's going to be probably a great head coach someday, Russell Demasi. So, Tim, great job. A lot of your hard work, dedication. And I got to ask you to do this quick, because behind every great man is a great woman. Let's give some credit to that lady to help you put this together also.
She's sitting in the truck right now. We're leaving Home Depot, so she heard that. I might be in trouble the rest of the day now.
But, you know, you had a lot of volunteers, too, and she was the biggest one. She was the one that took you, you guys led it hand in hand. So, pretty special lady to jump in and do this with you.
That's true. I mean, she did, and we had a lot of other family, friends, and to be honest with you, strangers, or not really strangers, people you'd never met before, that just really helped out. Once people find out what it's about, and it is what it, you know, what we say it is, and that's where it's going, and all that kind of stuff. The good people, the cream rises to the top, to be honest with you, and people want to help, and that's what happened. And, you know, we're going to start thinking about next year. We're going to do it next year, same time frame. You know, we're going to start planning on that and look for Carl DeMasi to be a part of that, too, hopefully.
Well, you know, like I said, any way I could help, I enjoyed getting you the PR, and I enjoyed being part of it, and it's for such a great cause, because I've been touched by a lot of people that have passed away, whether it be adults or whether it be kids or adults too soon. And once again, if you want to still donate, you still can donate for Coaches for Curing Cancer. Go to coachesforcuringcancer.org. Go on their website, and there's a button on there that says donate and be part of it. And, Tim, congratulations. Great job. You did well, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for promoting it, Carl. And to everyone out there that is listening, we appreciate it very much. And there's a patient behind my words that I don't even know about that'll benefit from it.
Well, Tim, all we can do is help each other. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of the weekend. And once again, Tim Adams, head football coach, AD, but the director, the coordinator of Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic Gala. They raised $10,000 to give to the Cure, which is childhood cancer. It's a childhood cancer organization that raises money to help families in Savannah and throughout the state dealing with pediatric cancer. Just a great cause, $10,000. And I know he was running close. You know, he wasn't sure how it was going to go. And he put a lot of hard work with his wife. They took the ball. They ran with it. They scored many, many a touchdowns with this event. And once again, I don't know what else to say, but to the man himself, great job. Next up, we're going to talk to the man that knows a lot about golf in this area, and that's the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. Take it away, PJ.
At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And, you know, it's beautiful outside. It's going to be partly sunny. It's going to go up to 89 degrees. And what a day to get out there and play some golf. And, you know, every other week or every other week when I get this guy on, it's nothing about golf. He knows so much about the sport, but he also knows about a lot of other things. And I think he's pretty excited about that little bulldog news that came out this week. But that's not here or there. But I don't want to waste any more time. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline. And that's the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks. What's up, Steven?
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, it's Saturday morning. I'm talking sports, local sports, and it's the best time of the week right here on the weekend talking about this stuff. And I got to get the guy that knows a lot about what's going on here in golf, because that's what you do. You write about it. You talk about it. So, I mean, big news yesterday. I mean, I was excited when I saw this. And I know there are a lot of other guys that go under the radar that, you know, that Doug Hansel, and they do a you know, they bring a lot of golf news to Savannah, but Mark Silvers shooting 9 under, 9 birdies at the web.com tour. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, Mark obviously is from Savannah, went to Savannah Country Day, played at University of South Carolina. We all know him. We got to know him a couple years ago when he won the big break on the golf channel up at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. But since then, he's been sort of toiling on the mini tours and playing web.com stuff. He has not had a lot of success, Carl. He has been in tournaments this year. He's only made about $8,000. So, you know, he's just been grinding and grinding, and finally broke through yesterday. And actually, so far this week, he's got 14 birdies and no bogeys at out in Dallas. And that's amazing to think about, playing 36 holes, don't make a bogey, make 14 birdies, and only be tied for the lead. The web.com tour is not a place for the faint of heart. You have to go low every day. You have to go lower than not just one guy, but several guys. You know, there he's actually got the lead over 4 guys by 1 stroke. So, you know, that's just what life is like out there. They play good golf courses, but they're just so good that they – and they're so aggressive and they're so hungry to get that win and make that move to the PGA Tour. You know, they're going to go lower and lower. So, Mark, I texted Mark last night and congratulated him, and he said just, there's a lot of golf left to play. So I think that he's obviously off to a good start this week, needed a good week, needed to get himself cranked up. And, you know, he's typically been a second half of the season kind of a guy. That's how he kind of got to where he is. He obviously won last year late up at the PGA Tour Canada, and that's how he got into the final stage of Q School, which is how he qualified for conditional status on the web.com tour. And so this is the time of year Mark typically kind of, you know, turns it on or flips the switch. So hopefully he'll have an exciting end to his season. It's going to be great to watch and see what he does for the rest of this week. A lot of golf left to play. He's in a little bit of an unfamiliar position. He's got some familiar names around him, too, like Tommy Two Gloves Gainey is only a couple strokes behind. He obviously had a lot of success on the PGA Tour. Kevin Foley's a really good player who is only 1 stroke behind. So, you know, Mark knows the deal. He knows the score. He's going to have to go out and fire another 65, 64, 66, something like that, and hope one of these guys – a few of these guys fall back a little bit.
I hear you on that one. So, but once again, you're the man that follows this stuff. We got something that's always special here over at La Vida Golf Course today, which also ties into the Skeeters Cup. And once again, Stephen Elmo Weeks telling us about what's going on in a big golf tournament over at La Vida.
Yeah. So La Vida Country Club hosts the Blue White Invitational, the Bob White Senior Invitational. It's one of the more fun golf tournaments in our area. And it does earn points for the Skeetis, the John A. Skeetis Player of the Year Award, which is our annual award given to the best amateur golfer in the area. They played what my dad used to call the fried chicken tour, the fried chicken circuit, because everybody used to serve fried chicken for lunch at these golf tournaments. But you play in Swainsboro and Metter and Claxton and Statesboro and Savannah and all over, and it's a great tradition in this area. So, and we have some really neat golf courses. La Vida, if you don't know about it, is a really neat little golf course. It's a 9-hole. It used to be 18 holes. A 9-hole track over in Windsor Forest with some twists and turns. It's not particularly long, but it's a neat little neighborhood golf course. people love coming to play it. Nice, some of the nicest people, you know, over there. The guy who runs it, Frank Paris, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He's been part of La Vida for a long time. And whoever wins that will, you know, will earn points towards the Skeetis Cup. What's interesting this year about the Skeetis Cup, Carl, is that a Skeetis has a chance to win the Skeetis Cup. John Skeetis II, Jr., has a chance to win the Skeetis Cup. Of course, he won the Savannah City Amateur in 2014, but he is off to a blazing start as a senior golfer here in 2015. He just turned 55 a couple months ago, and he's having a heck of a year. He's already tied for a win at the Southeastern, which is played in Statesboro at Forest Heights. That earned points. So he's actually only a few points behind Steve Collins, who has won the Skeetis Cup 6 times. He's also a little older player. I'm sure Steve Collins and his son Carter Collins are out at La Vida today, probably shooting a low number, and hopefully John Skeetis will be able to match him or beat him, and that would be pretty cool to have a Skeetis win the Skeetis Cup.
Well, you know, I mean, there's so many great, you know, and I guess you would call them amateur, not professional golfers in this area that, you know, and this was one of the things they look forward to, the Skeetis Cup, playing in this tournament. And it's something that Savannah, I mean, I know that I don't know a lot about the man, but Boo White is also in the greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the best golfers. You know, my dad played a lot of golf with him, and my uncle played a lot of golf with him. And, yeah, he's obviously one of the better players of to ever play around in Savannah. But also probably even more important, he's one of the most respected gentlemen golfers ever to be around this area. He and Hobart Manley and people like that really, you know, taught a couple of generations of men how to play golf, how to conduct yourself, how to treat people. And, he was a terrific man.
Yeah. So, well, you know, we're coming down here. We got about 3 minutes to go, and something special is going to happen. And I tried getting off a magazine, and now Dean Mesh is taking on the Prep Sports Report. And now we used to have Coastal Sports Report, a Coastal Sports magazine. But now Stephen Elmo Weeks, the columnist, now is going to give us a little golf magazine, Coastal Golf. I'm excited about this, and I think you got a great concept, and it's going to bring a lot more attention to what's already we get a lot of attention here in Savannah, Georgia, golf.
Well, we're really fortunate to have great golf, and we're going to launch Coastal Empire Golf in July. It'll be a free publication, and it's going to be available all over Chatham, Effingham, and Bryan counties. We're going to have it at golf courses, but other places too. You know, places, you know, anywhere you wait, you will hopefully see a copy of Coastal Empire Golf. In terms of, like, if you're getting your car fixed, going to the dentist, the doctor, the chiropractor, wherever you're going, if you have to sit in a waiting room, we're going to try to get a copy of our magazine in your hand. So, but we've got some terrific stories to tell in this area. The interesting thing about what we're doing is everything will be locally generated. There will be no canned content in this magazine. We're going to do a fitness thing with Chip Usher from Usher Golf, who is just he was just named a top 100 club fitter in the United States of America by Golf Digest. He's going to write an equipment column for us. We're very fortunate that Tim Guidera from WTOC, who is an award-winning golf journalist, has agreed to write a back page column for us. And that, I'm really excited about that. Selfishly, I miss reading Tim's golf coverage. He did it better than anybody else that I've ever read, anyway. So Tim's going to write that for us, and I'm going to write a feature, and we're going to have, you know, somebody's going to write about junior golf, you know, whether it's Patrick Richardson or Paul Johnson out at Lost Plantation Golf Club. But we're very excited about being able to put this magazine out, and we're really looking forward to telling people, you know, the stories that are taking place right here in our community. Like I said, everything that's in the magazine will be locally generated, just like my column. We're not going to be, you know, cutting and pasting golf tips out of some, you know, golf magazine in St. Louis. We're going to write it right here. We're going to talk to local pros, local club fitters, local fitness people, and everything else. And that's how we're going to do it. So it's going to truly be a Savannah Golf Magazine for Savannah by Savannah.
Well, If anybody could do it, you can, Steve, and it's going to be great to see you coming out because I enjoy reading your column every time it comes out in Savannah Morning News. And, yes, I do miss Tim Guider's column. I followed him just like you did. The man has a gift for writing with the pen. But once again, keep it up. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And once again, I appreciate all the information that you pass on to the people here in Savannah, Georgia.
That's great. Hey, look for the look for live coverage on Monday in the Savannah Morning News of the Blue White Invitational, and then my notebook will be tacked, but will be tacked on the end of that.
Okay, Steve, I appreciate it. And that's Steven Elmo Weeks, the columnist from the Savannah Morning News, does a great job. So once again, Mark Silva's Savannah Country Day alumni, University of South Carolina golfer, leading at the Dallas Open on the web.com tour. We got the Boo White Invitational going over at La Vida Country Club, which ties into the Skeetis Cup. And as Stephen just told you, we have a Skeetis guy that might win it, a guy from the Skeetis family. And then, of course, coming out soon in the month of July, we'll have the Coastal Empire Golf Magazine, put on by himself, the columnist Stephen Elmo Weeks. Next up, we'll wrap up the first hour. We'll get to a little food and sports. Yeah, that's my second favorite pastime, food and sports. So you're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm getting hungry right now. Brought to you by Optimal Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, WSEG.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. You know, it's summertime. We just passed Memorial Day weekend. And what can I say? You know, I'm a guy that enjoys my holidays. I enjoy my food. I enjoy my sports. And I was just fooling around last night surfing on the internet. And I said, let me see about food and sports, okay? And, I mean, of course, this article came out 2 years ago. But I'm telling you, the food on it is unbelievable. And when you go to a sporting venue, Yankee Stadium, wherever it may be, you know the prices are going to be a lot. So I only got about 2 minutes. But, I mean, New York Yankees, Lobel's Prime Beef Sandwich, $15. Lobel's is a prominent sandwich shop in New York. I mean, the number one is the – I got to throw out the number one here because I know I'm going to be running out of time here. It's at the Washington Nationals Park. Of course, this was 2 years ago. And but how do people spend money on this stuff? But, you know, I'm a guy that probably if it's good food, I'm going to spend money on it. But it's the Strauss Burger. The Strauss Burger, $59 for this hamburger at Washington National Park. I mean, at a baseball game, the Washington Nationals, okay? I mean, over 10,000 calories. 10,000 calories. All right, I'm going to word if you have a spare $59 at the Washington Nationals baseball game, why not pick up a Strauss Burger? Named after National Star pitcher Steven Strausberg, the burger features a design similar to that of the Big Mac. Features peppers, olives, toothpicks to hold it together. $59 for a burger. I don't know about that. I mean, so once again, I'm getting hungry thinking about it right now, and I'm looking up at the food court here at the Savannah Mall because that's where ESPN Radio Savannah, the new radio station on AM 1400 and FM 104.3, is located. So we got an exciting second hour, second game showing up. Stay tuned because we're going to have the Weathering Chiropractic Clinic, Athlete of the Week, Calvary Day School alumni, USCB alumni, Ashley Morris. I'm going to talk to Savannah Saturday shortstop, Luis Guillermo. I'll get it straight before he gets on. And once again, just stay tuned. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 and brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports.
Sponsored by Optum Orthopedics.
You want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. I'm Carl DeMasi, and if you missed hour one, once again, you missed some great guests. Tim Adams, the coordinated director of the Coaches for Curing Cancer Football Clinic Gala that was held on May 15th, May 16th, raised $10,000 for The Cure, which is a childhood organization here that helps families that have children that have pediatric cancer. Great job, Tim Adams. And like I said before, not one dime went to anybody's pocket except for The Cure. Also, once again, for Stephen Elmo Weeks for finding the time on a Saturday morning to come on and talk to us on the ESPN Radio 9 Line Apparel Hotline. Just great job. He's going to be starting the Coastal Empire Golf Magazine. It'll be coming out every other month. July will be the first issue. Nothing will be cut and paste. Everything will be authentic. Everything will be written right then and there. So once again, good luck to the columnist, Stephen Elmo Weeks, and does a great job. Second hour, once again, on my second game, 10 until 11. We'll start out talking about national sports, local sports, get you updated on what's going on around the area in local sports. In quarter number two, we'll talk to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, former Calvary Day School alumni baseball player, now former alumni USCB, University of South Carolina Buford baseball player, Ashley Morris, has just been awarded or has won a lot of awards recently, and he's looking to get drafted this weekend. The Major League Baseball draft is this weekend right now, June 6th to June 8th. Pretty excited about talking to him. And then we'll talk to the shortstop, the man that controls the infield over at Grayson Stadium for the Savannah Sandnats, shortstop Luis Guillerme, okay? He'll help me pronounce that right, but I'm trying. I went to my friend Dante Casagrande at Islands High School, who's also the soccer coach, and, the two L's is a Y. I'm getting a Spanish lesson here. Guillermo. I'm butchering it. I'll wait till I get Luis on the phone, and hopefully I can straighten that one out, and then we'll close out the show. There's a lot of going on locally. We'll start with professional sports like we do every weekend. We know the Hawks got beat by the Cavaliers, and now the Cavaliers are hurting without their superstar Kyrie Irving, who fractured his kneecap the other night. I got to say one thing. I'm not going off on a soapbox here, but, you know, whether he played 5 minutes, whether he played 48 minutes, it was just a freak thing that he fractured his kneecap. You know, I hear all these sports talk guys talking about, well, you know, if the coach would have took him out sooner, that would have never happened. Come on. Everybody's got to second guess everybody. You're playing to win. You're playing to win the championship. You're playing to win the game. I mean, come on. It was a freak accident, a freak injury. But now LeBron's all on his own. He's got to take care of this by himself. But, you know, he can do it. Not by himself, but with a supporting cast that doesn't have superstars. You know, J.R. Smith's going to have to step up. I mean, everybody that's on the Cavaliers team is going to have to step up and join forces with LeBron James. And if anybody can do this, I'm telling you right now, LeBron James can do this. And, you know, I'm waiting to see tomorrow night. They play the second game in Golden State at 8 o'clock. If anybody can do this, LeBron can do this. I'm telling you right now, the man scored 40-something points the other night, 42 points. He's going to have a little help tomorrow night. Let's go to our baseball team, the Atlanta Braves. Once again, lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates, 10-8. They're 26-28. They're third place in the Eastern Division, four games out of first place. But really what's upsetting is the Braves relievers allowed six runs to the Pirates in the final three innings. William Perez was a little shaky, rookie, he lasted five innings, and then we brought in six. The Braves brought in, Freddie Garcia brought in six relief pitches. They just couldn't win. I mean, I think the Braves have the Braves have scored like six runs or more the last four games, and they can't win. So, you know, I mean, the bullpen has given up 13 runs in the last three games. When you give up that many runs, I mean, you know, Craig Kimball was a closer, okay? He wasn't a middle reliever or a setup man. That's where we're losing it. So, I mean, when we get to Grilly, we got a shot. All right, today, Julio Teheran will look for his third straight win against the Pirates. He does very good against the Pirates. He's 2-0. He has an ERA 2.70. So hopefully he can do it. 7 o'clock up there in the ATL at Ted Turner Field. The Pirates taking on the Braves. Pittsburgh Pirates, the Sandnats, four straight again. They put some pretty impressive win streaks lately. They won 4-0 yesterday, last night against the Greenville Drive, who's in first place. They're over 500 for the first time. They moved three games behind the Drive for first place with 15 games to play in the first half. And in the Sally League, if you win the first half, you go to the playoff. You win the second half, you go to the playoffs. So let's keep our fingers crossed right there. The top two teams go to the playoffs. They're 28-27. They've won 15 of their last 20 games and are 20-11 in their last 31 games. The Sandnats and the Greenville Drive go at it tonight. Go at it tonight again. They continue their four-game series at 6:05, and once again, it's Saturday night, so it's fireworks night at historic Grayson Stadium. The gates open at 5:00. Get out there, support your local baseball team. Semi-pro basketball: the Savannah Storm are. The Savannah Storm is 2-6 in the Eastern Conference of the Eastern Basketball League. They lost two games last weekend on the road to the Carolina Gators and the Fayetteville crossover. Today's the All-Star game in Columbus, Georgia. We got some representation by the Storm in this All-Star game. Davin Thomas, he's been scoring 21 points a game, 7 rebounds a game, and Gregory Thomas, no relationship. He's been scoring 12 points a game and 3 rebounds a game. They both are on the All-Star team. I know Mr. Thomas is a Groves High School Rebel alumni, so he'll be playing. Those two guys will be playing the All-Star game. They also have an All-Star contest. We have David Grayson out of Bethesda in the three-point contest and Kevin Hamilton in the slam dunk for the Savannah Storm. The Savannah Storm will be home tomorrow at 3:00 against the Fort Gordon Eagles. They've been playing their home games at Windsor Forest. They're not playing at Windsor Forest tomorrow. They are playing it at Johnson High School, 3:00. 3:00. Tip-off time, $5 to get in. Kids under 10 are free. I found out some news for you guys about the semi-pro football arena indoor football team we have, the Savannah Steam. They finished 5-2, did not make the playoffs. Savannah Steam finished 5-2 in the Arena Indoor Football League, the inaugural Savannah Steam season. Savannah Shamrocks, we've been following them along. They made it to the USA Club Rugby Division 3 quarterfinals last weekend up in North Carolina. Wow, the old Gaelic rugby club team beat them 33-24 in the quarterfinals, so no shot at a national. That's their first loss all year. Pretty impressive. In colleges, we have still one college athlete still going strong here and representing the SAV, the Seaport. That's Savannah State's Cameron Hall. He qualified for the NCAA Outdoor and Track Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon next week. In Jacksonville last week, he ran the quarterfinals in the 110-meter hurdles and had a time of 13.68 seconds to capture first place. He's going into the NCAA championships as the number one or as the top seed in the men's 110-meter hurdles. Pretty impressive. The young man goes to school at Savannah State. He is originally from St. Mary's, Georgia, down there right before the border. So I wonder if he went to Camden High School. PGA Tour is at the Memorial Tournament, which is presented by Nationwide at Muirfield Village Golf Country Club in Dublin, Ohio. Brian Harman is not taking part, so he's off. The Seniors Tour, the Champions Tour, is at the Principal Charity Classic in Wakanda Club, at the Wakanda Club in Des Moines, Iowa. Gene Sowers is tied for 34th. He's 100. He's in the top 10 of the Schwab Cup, which goes to the best golfers, the top golfers in the Champions Tour. So he's not far out of reach based on points. In the Web.com Tour, okay, in the break from Greenbrier, the champion there. He made the Web.com Tour at the Greater Dallas Open, which is at the Lakes at Castle Hills Country Club in Lewisville, Texas. Our own Savannahian Mark Silvers out of Country Day is the leader at 9-under. He shot 9 birdies yesterday, and as Stephen Elmo Weeks told us, he has 14 birdies in the first 2 rounds and no bogeys. But there's like 4 or 5 golfers within 1 stroke of him, so it's going to be pretty impressive. And on the E-Tour, locally, Chris Epperson, also out of Savannah Christian, he has the weekend off. If you're downtown at Daffin Park, we have the Family Fit Day at the park. It's hosted by Fit Families USA and sponsored by Brighter Day National Foods Market. It's also got Fleet Feet Sports out there. The jog father, Robert Espinoza, probably coordinated. It's a 1-mile walk. Registration is only $1 and includes a free T-shirt. Registration begins at 10 a.m., which is right now, and the walk starts at 11:30. There are other family activities, which include family kickball, hula hoop, jump rope fitness, Simon Says, yoga, and more. There's raffles. There's refreshments. So get out there to Daffin Park. Family Fit Day at the park. Well, we'll get ready to talk to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic in a couple of minutes, but remember, this show cannot be possible without 25 of the finest and best-trained orthopedic surgeons in the region. Remember, there's a full-service outpatient surgery center. There's digital MRI, x-ray services, physical therapy, hand therapy in one convenient location. Optum Orthopedics is your best choice for comprehensive orthopedic care, and they support our local athletes and our local sports. They're doctor-led and patient-focused, and they get you back into your game. The center is located at 210 East Durant Avenue, right here in lovely Savannah, Georgia, or you can visit them on the World Wide Web at OptumHealth.com. Next up, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Former baseball star at Calvary Day School and former baseball star at the University of South Carolina, Buford, Ashley Morris. He'll be joining us in a couple of minutes on the Nine Line Apparel Hotline right here on ESPN Radio. And it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics. And we'll be right back after this.
For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, and trophies, Thompson's is Savannah's choice. From cleats to caps, Thompson's has you covered with the biggest name brands, Nike, Under Armour, Easton, and dozens more. At locally owned Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone's a winner. With the best prices on the best gear from the best names. Right now, buy a pair of cleats and get a t-shirt free. Look for Thompson's right behind Sears in the Oglethorpe Mall in the old Russell's location. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4, Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And remember, today's show is brought to you by Optum Orthopedics right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And all guests on ESPN Radio, Nine Line Apparel Hotline. And once again, got to thank those guys for sponsoring us, for helping us out here, because without them, the show wouldn't happen. And, I mean, this is a segment that I love to do, and I say this every week, and I know I'm a broken record, but the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Like I tell you guys and girls, you guys, that's what I mean, okay? It doesn't have to be a high school player. You can nominate anybody you want to nominate. It could be a little league ball player. It could be a little league basketball player. It could be a college student. It could be, anybody you want to nominate. And talking to somebody last week, and they said, have you been following this young man's career? I said, sure, I have. I mean, he played baseball with my son at Calvary Day School. A great kid. Know him very well. Know his family very well. Dom and him competed against each other a lot on opposite teams growing up. But I'm telling you, what a college career. What a senior season, okay? This young man, I mean, in his senior year, hit 390. Yes, College baseball, NAIA, University of South Carolina, Buford, hit 390, set the single-season school record for most hits, 87, most runs scored, 60, home runs, 8, total bases, 138, RBIs, 57, while leading the University of South Carolina, Buford, to a 33-21 overall mark and a fifth-place finish in the Sun Conference. He was named a first-team All-Sun Conference performer, finished runner-up in the Player of the Year. He was named to the Sun Gulf Conference Gold Glove team. So, you know, he can field the ball as well as hit the ball. I mean, and then on top of it, he gets recognized as he was recognized as a, right here in my notes, like I want to get this straight, an honorable mention NAIA All-American baseball player. Besides that, he was also named to the first team All-Academic team, All-American Academic team. What more do you want me to say? He's a former Cavalier, does a great job, and he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah 9-Line Apparel Hotline. Good guy, good kid. You'd love to meet him, you know, and like I said, followed him his high school career, now his college career, and hopefully he's looking at the Major League Baseball jam because he baseball draft, which starts Monday, and that's Ashley Morris. Good morning, Ashley.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, I'm glad you could join me. I know it's your graduation weekend. You got family in. You're doing a lot of things, but congratulations on a great career, Ashley, because you know what? I know you played in the Wooden Bat League last year, and you had aspirations to go to next level, just and then your academics are off the chart. I mean, just a great job all around there.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Now, you know, when you entered USCB, the University of South Carolina at Buford, the Sand Sharks, great nickname, okay? Not many colleges have the shark as their mascot. I don't know how many people know that, but did you ever think that after 4 years this would be where it finally came to an end, but there's a lot more, that there's a possibility, there's a lot more for you to go on with baseball?
Going into college, you know, I thought to myself, you know, this is a way of me trying to get myself out there to play at the next level. You know, been in the back of my mind, it's always been that this is something I wanted to do. So, you know, I had visions that I'd be here. But now that I'm sitting here and have that feeling, it's a little bit different feeling than I thought.
It's a dream for every kid in the United States who plays baseball to get to the next level, whatever the level may be. And you did such a great job over there. I mean, 390 batting average this year. I want to know where the home run power came from. 8 home runs, 57 RBIs. I mean, because, you know, playing for Coach Farmer, and you can agree with this, it's small ball. It's not power ball. So what did you do to make yourself better to have such a great senior year?
I mean, you know, I've I had a pretty good summer last summer and going into this year, you know. Confidence was a lot better, and I tweaked my swing a little bit with our new assistant coach over there named Pat Cottrell. He's a good guy. Went into the year and, you know, just had the thought of me being the best when I was up at the plate every time, and it just turned out really well. And, you know, confidence kept building, and here we are, 390.
Yeah, I mean, not a bad deal. Now, as far as, you know, I talked to, you know, Coach Griffin, the AD over at Calvary Day School. You're over there now working hard in the weight room, preparing for hopefully something great will happen on Monday through Wednesday. You're still taking it seriously, and there are other things that are going on besides waiting for that MLB draft for you this summer, isn't there?
Oh, yes, sir, there is. You know, like I'm down here at the beach. My little brother just graduated yesterday, so got a lot of family stuff going on, and you know, now we're just waiting to see what happens, you know, next few days.
Yeah, just got to sit and wait, and that's the waiting game. And I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio. I'm talking to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Ashley Morris, former Calvary Day School and USC baseball player. Sit and wait and see what's going on with Major League Draft. Now, let's go to the other side of the story here, okay? You're a college athlete. You're a student athlete. I mean, that's got to be a feather in your cap, being named to the first team academic All-American team. Pretty something special. I mean, you know, if we got high school kids, kids listening or younger kids, what advice would you tell them that, you know, helped you maintain such a high grade point average to get this? I mean, it's a great honor.
Right. Grades have always been important to me, even in high school and stuff. And, you know, if you don't make the grades, you don't play. And, you know, that's just the thing that's always been a part of what I've, my thinking and philosophy. But, you know, I don't know, I just, like, I focus, usually whatever I do, I try to focus and give it my best, either whether it be in the classroom or on the field, and it happened to turn out well for me, and, you know, so make sure you study and stuff, and, you know, I don't do it for the accolades, just this ended up happening, and, you know, I'm pretty thankful for it.
Well, yeah, that's the fruits of your hard labor there, Ashley, and you did a great job. Now tell the kids that are listening, or hopefully they are listening, what's your day like when you do play college sports and you do have to keep your keep going to class? What's the college day like over there at USCB, and while you're playing a sport while it's in season?
From an academic perspective,
yeah.
You know, it's we're told early every year to get with our professors and try to make a relationship with them so that when your season comes into play, you're able to, you know, pick up where you missed off or you know, stuff like that, and to stay on top of your grades. And, you know, it's a lot of, I mean, you put in a lot of hours doing studying as well in the library and tutors and stuff, and, you know, it's basically balancing two things at once.
About, you know, and balancing, because you got a coach that's overlooking your shoulder that doesn't want you to
check in your classroom.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm talking to Ashley Morris. He's our weather and chiropractic clinic guy of the week. He played at Calvary Day School, USCB. He's home waiting now on the Major League Baseball draft, or maybe independent league, wherever he might wind up. But, you know, it's such, you know, kids don't realize that, you know, high school, you have to keep your grades up to play. College is even more strict, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you got to do it. He wound up graduating with 3.3 grade point average in management. Great job, business administration with a concentration in management. So, unbelievable. So, tell us what the next couple of days are going to be like. I mean, I lived it. And what's going on with you and your father and the family?
The next few days we're going to go back to the way they have been, you know, working out, hitting stuff. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be checking my phone every couple minutes. You know, Monday through Wednesday, and we'll see what happens, but we'll just go to our daily lives, and, you know.
Have you heard from any teams yet?
Sir?
Have you heard from any teams that they're interested in you? Have they made contact with you?
I've talked to, during the season, the Mets and the Braves showed a good bit of interest, and, you know, I've been off and on talks with the Pirates and the Reds. So, you know, there's some other teams that have been contacted indirectly, so we're just waiting to see.
Wow, it's unbelievable, you know, like I said, because of your hard work, your desire, your effort. I mean, it's a great honor. Like I said, Ashley, you had a great season, senior year. You had a great career over there at Calvary Day School. And if there's anything, one thing that you can relate to young baseball players that might help them get to that point, whether it be playing college or looking at the major league draft, what advice would you give to them?
You know, I'd say, you know, you have a dream, chase it, you know, work hard, and so, you know, one day in life, don't look back and say, man, I regretted not giving it my all for a dream that I had when I was young. So.
Well, Ashley, congratulations. Thanks for taking time out to come on and talk on my show this morning. You deserve what you've received, and hopefully bigger and better things, and your dreams will come true, and keep up the hard work, and I'll see you around town like I usually do, but make us proud.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for coming on.
Yes,
and that's
no problem.
Former Calvary Day School baseball player, USC baseball player, University of South Carolina Buford baseball player, Ashley Morris. I'm telling you, unbelievable senior year. Batted 390, 8 home runs, 57 RBIs. Set a lot of records over there at USCB. And you know what's even special? On the academic side, he makes first team all academic with a 3.3 average, with a business administration degree with a concentration in management. Pretty impressive. Can you say the kid knows what he's doing? The kid knows what he's doing. I'm glad he could be here. Well, just remember, this spot is always sponsored by Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can. Well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The more you move, the more healthy you are. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located at two locations, right here in Savannah, Georgia, beautiful Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, and he will help you with all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk a little Savannah Sandout baseball with the shortstop, Luis Guillerme, and he's going to join us right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, and it's all brought to you by Optum Orthopedics.
Good times, good friends, and good food. Come join the family at Basil's Pizza and Deli on Wilmington Island, Johnny Mercer Boulevard next to Ace. Thanks to you, Basil's Pizza and Deli has meant family-friendly food and fun 7 days a week for more than 15 years. Check out the new bar at Basil's with over 16 craft brews on tap, big games on big TVs, and live music inside or outside on the deck Thursday through Sunday, and the best pizza in town. So bring your family to meet our family. Good times, good friends, good food. Basil's Pizza and Deli.
And now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3. And
welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. And you know, we got a semi-pro. We got a semi-pro. We don't have a semi-pro. We have a professional baseball team here. It's the only professional sport in town, and that's the Savannah Sandnats over there at historic Grayson Stadium. And I'm telling you right now, they're on a roll. And I mean, you can't do it. Just like we say, we need a quarterback in football. You need a point guard in basketball. Well, you need a shortstop in baseball, because the strongest part of your baseball team is right up the middle, the catcher, the pitcher, the shortstop, second base, and center fielder. And I'm telling you, this young man has been on fire the last couple of weeks of this season. I mean, he was a 10th round draft pick by the Mets out of high school. He bats lefty, throws righty, and in the Mets organization, many consider him their best defensive infielder. I mean, even though he's at the single A level, we're going to be hearing this guy name just like the rest of those New York Mets that have come through Savannah, Georgia. He's just a natural, from what the scouts say, but they've been questioning his bat. Well, his bat's not too shabby this year, because right now, on the season, he's batting .301. He has an on-base percentage of .368. I mean, what more can I say? And he's joining us now on the ESPN Radio 9-Line Apparel Hotline in the gym, not at historic Grayson Stadium. He's still getting his workout in. And at Savannah Sandnats shortstop, Luis Guillerme. And I said it right, Luis, and good morning, and I'm glad you come on the show.
How you doing? I'm glad to be here, too.
Hey, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, the Sandnats have always made Savannah very, very proud and very happy. In the last couple of years, they've been winning championships, and, you know, it's a pretty solid program. And I know last year you were looking up from Kingsport, couldn't wait to get up here. So tell us how your experience has been in Savannah, Georgia.
I mean, so far it's been pretty good. I mean, a lot of fans come to the game pretty much every day. You're never there by yourself. I mean, the field's beautiful. And I mean, it doesn't get better than that, really.
It doesn't get better than that, especially a guy that comes from Florida. So the transition from coming from Florida, Kingsport was up in Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
And now back down closer to Florida. I mean, it's got to be pretty special. It's a lot more convenient for your family, right?
I mean, yeah, my parents have already come up twice this year. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll be coming a lot more. Last year at the Kingsport, they flew three times. So I'm pretty sure they'll be here a lot more than three times. I'm only 7 hours away this year.
I mean, you know, you're right here, and I know you from what I was told by Jeff Berger, the communications guy over there at Savannah, your father's really into this, and he follows you closely. Having your family close is good, too. Now, as far as the season goes, I mean, you guys started out slow. Now you won game over 500. You've won 21 out of the last 31. You've won four straight. The team seems like it's starting to gel. So tell us your interpretation, what's going on over there, and why you guys are finally winning most of your ball games.
I mean, it's pretty much we're actually playing as a team now. Nobody's playing for themselves anymore. And, I mean, just we just focus together. If one guy doesn't get the job done, the next guy will pick him up. And they know that's going to happen. So even if you miss one at bat or you don't make that pitch, you know the next time you're going to have it. Because your team is there for you. That makes everything so much easier when you know you can rely on someone else, too.
Well, you got to come together as a team. Being a coach for many years, I mean, it has to work out that way. And I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah. I'm talking to the shortstop for the Savannah Sandnats, Luis Guillerme. And I mean, just an unbelievable season so far. .301 batting average, .368. As far as your coach, now the manager, new guy coming in. Tell us about your coach. And I think you had a little experience with him up in Kingsport, right?
Yeah, I had LaHare last year. He's a one of the good coaches. He's young, so he knows how we feel, the way we like go about our business nowadays. And I mean, he stopped playing not too long ago, so he knows how everything is. It's a good thing that he has the experience that we're going through right now, and he knows what's going on, and that helps out a lot. He gives you a lot of freedom, but also if he needs to put you in your place, he will. So that's the way you want a coach to be. You want him to help you out, but sometimes just give you a little leeway so you can do your own thing.
Give you a little freedom to find out, you know, have a little rest from the game. And, you know, which leads into my next question. People don't realize, okay, you played the short season up there at Kingsport last year. Now you're playing in the minor leagues, which is a 142-game schedule. What does a minor league ball player go through every day as far as before the game starts? I mean, do you guys got specific things to do? I mean, what's the routine for you every day being in the minor league system?
I mean, remember, twice a week we got to come to the gym around 9 or 10, depending on the day. And then the days we don't, we usually have to be at the field, let's say, stretch would be around 2:30 or 3. You got to be for an hour at least if you got to get feet stretched out or something. Then you practice from around 4:30, 5. Just an hour before the game. You go out there and stretch at 6:30. You play at 7 on the weekday. And you're done around 10, 11, shower and everything. You go home. You're home around 11:30, maybe 12. Pretty much got to do the same thing the next day.
Same thing next day. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it sounds like a lot to do in a short amount of time. But how do you find time to do things? I mean, because you guys don't get many days off, right?
Yeah, we don't. We've got 3 days off so far this season, I think. We got one coming up, thank God. But we don't really get much time off.
So, I mean, it's the life of a minor league ball player. And so let me ask you this question. I mean, you're still a young guy. How old are you, 21 now, 22?
I'm 20. I'll be turning 21 in September.
It's only 20 years old. Making that transition from high school to short season to now, you know, single A, is there a big difference in the levels of the player's ability, or is it all the same throughout? How can you tell us about that?
For me, I don't think there was much difference. I think the hardest thing for me to adjust was just the grind, just being out there every day. But the competition was, remember, I live in Florida. I play summer ball in Florida. It's pretty much the same level in Florida, although it is just like when I got here the first year. I was playing pretty much against the same guys I played all summer, just they were now in professional teams. So, I mean, the hardest adjustment was really just going out there and playing every day, doing the same thing. And then just one thing was the timing, and after 2 weeks, you get that timing down, and then you're fine. You get.
So it all starts with getting into routine. I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report. I'm talking to the shortstop from the Savannah Sandnats, Luis Guillerme. And right now he's batting 301, 368. You know, and that was a drawback from what, you know, of course, I have to do my homework. And people saying, or the scouts saying, your game hitting the ball. But it seems like you're finally getting into a routine where hitting is now a big part of what you're doing, and your feeling is supposed to be unbelievable. Why do you think there was such a like a little negative mark on your hitting?
What I always thought was, because I'm not that guy, I had power bat, I'm the guy that puts the ball in play. And I guess if you don't have that much power, maybe you're not that good of a hitter nowadays. There are players that were just 30 home run guys and they were shortstops. So, I mean, those things don't really affect me because I know the type of player I am. I just go about my business, try to do better every day.
So you're saying that, you know, if you don't have power, they don't take too kindly to that. But, you know, I mean, my interpretation of shortstop, and yeah, we've had our shortstops that have hit their home runs, 300-400 home runs in their career. But shortstop is key to, because you are the captain on the infield when you're out there on defense, right?
Yep.
I mean, everything goes through you. The management gives you calls to make. And what does it feel like being the leader out there on the defensive side instead of being on the offensive side? What pressure is there for you to control that infield?
I don't really feel much pressure. All that, the defensive side of the game just for some reason came natural to me ever since I was little. So all that's just routine nowadays, especially when I have the guy at second base is usually Jonathan Johnson. I get along with that guy really well, and he knows exactly what I'm trying to do, when I'm trying to do it. Same thing with the guys that play second base from time to time, JC Rodriguez. we all get along. We all do the same thing. Like, we know what we're trying to do with a certain batter. So I don't really have to tell them anything. They already know. So that makes everything so much easier for everyone.
Wow. Right now, you guys are on a roll, and you're coming together as a team. You're only, what, 3 or 4 games out of first place, Greenville Drive. And
playing them right now.
Yeah, I know. Is there any pressure playing a team that's ahead of you?
We actually don't have that much pressure coming into playing them, just because last time we played them, their series at home, we swept them. We're the only team that swept them the whole season. So we feel pretty good. And since we've been on the roll, we just feel confident. But we just got to go out and keep playing like the way we've been doing it.
Well, Luis Guillerme, you're having a great season. We got to wrap this up. So tell me, interpretation, half season in Savannah, Georgia, is it what you expected? Or did you get any kind of, you know, any kind of stories about Savannah, Georgia and historic Grayson Stadium?
The stadium has been everything everybody's told me. Ball doesn't travel, huge feel, great fans. I mean, it's been pretty much what I expected so far.
Well, historic Grayson Stadium, because there have been a lot of Major League Baseballs that came through that stadium, and hopefully you'll be the next one to make it up there to a place that I know very well, New York, the New York Mets, and keep up the great work, and you guys having a great season. And thank you for coming on and telling everybody about Luis Guillerme, because you are the leader on the team. And if you haven't seen it, did you see the paper today?
I did not.
All right, well, make sure you get a paper. Tell your mom and dad there's a great picture of you fielding an infield ground ball barehanded. So it's a great picture. Make sure you get that.
Sounds good.
All right, Luis, good luck, and thanks for coming on, and I'll be seeing you at the ballpark.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. And that's Luis Guillerme, the starting shortstop for the Savannah Sandnats. Right now he's batting .301. And like I've said before, having coached high school baseball, like any other sport I coach, you always want a leader. And on that defensive side of the field, it's your shortstop. And this kid's supposed to be has the great skills and tools that can play that position at the major league level. Like I said, one drawback from what I read or the research doing it on Luis Guillerme was that he lacked hitting ability. Well, you know, he's not a home run hitter, as he said, but you know what? If you can play the infield and bat .301 for me, you'll be my starting shortstop forever. So once again, thank him for coming on. Luis Guillerme from the Savannah Sandnats. Next up, we'll wrap this show up. We're going to talk a little Triple Crown. Triple Crown as in horse racing. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG.
At Optum Orthopedics, we know you're not yourself when even just one part of you is hurt. That's why our award-winning doctors cover every bone in the body, and we work together as a team to get you feeling like you again. It's an approach we call combined strength. Optum Orthopedics. We get you back to you. Visit OptumHealth.com.
At Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. At Calvary, it's so good to be able to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School. We would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Kim Rice, Director of Admissions, at 351-2299.
And now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
And welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, brought to you by Optum Orthopedics, right here on ESPN Radio, AM 1400 and FM 104.3 WSEG. Wow, this always goes so quick. I mean, I got about 6 minutes left, and part of my life, like I told you, to end out the first hour, we talked about food and sport. I didn't give it enough time, but that Strasburger, $59 at the Washington National Stadium. Another big part of my life was horse racing. My dad was an avid horse racing fan, and many a day we'd wind up at Belmont Park just watching horse races. It wouldn't have to be the Belmont Stakes. And growing up, I'm an old guy. I can relive the last Triple Crown winners, Secretariat affirmed, spectacular bid. I mean, all the big names. And I mean, it's just a tradition here, just like the Indy 500. And I know my man down there in the Golden Isle Place Mall, Glenn Place Mall, PJ Zucco, he could tell you all about NASCAR and everything else, and he does a great job with it. But, I mean, there's so much going on today that, you know, American Pharoah begins his bid, you know, for the to be the next Triple Crown winner. You have to win the starts off with Kentucky Derby, then which is in Kentucky, then the Preakness in Maryland, and then up in New York in the Belmont Stakes. You know, this is going to be the 147th running of the Belmont Stakes. Man always likes speed. Okay, way back then they had horses. Who had the fastest horse? Okay, and I mean, the distance for this race is 1.5 miles, which is sort of unheard of for horses running, but it's always been the Triple Crown. The distance is, you know, increases. And, you know, the Belmont Stakes is the longest in the Triple Crown. You know, what does American Pharoah have to do? He's going against horses that he's seen all year. You know, his running style is just to just stay a little off of pace and hold back. And then he can come back and, you know, pull it out. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'd like to see American Pharoah win. I mean, then I, of course, I got my brother, my oldest brother, Robert, who, you know, was under my father's tutelage on the horse racing scene. And he doesn't think this horse is going to do it, which, you know, I wish, you know, he would give the horse a little more credit. I mean, so, you know, American Pharoah has to go against rested rivals. Five of his horses that he has gone against has rested. They skipped the Preakness Stakes 2 weeks ago. So, you know, they're going to be a little rested for this. So it's going to be tough for this horse win, but it's a national pastime here in America. Baseball, car racing, horse racing. I mean, it's just something that, you know, we love to do here in the United States, or, you know, in the history of the United States. And once again, everything evolves around history. And who has the fastest horse has been going on for a long, long time. I mean, also I read that American Pharoah is, you know, facing seven rivals. It's never been heard of. Okay, no Triple Crown winner has faced more than seven rivals in the Belmont Stakes. You know, so this horse today has to face seven of them. So we wish him the best of luck. Sandnats are going to be home tonight, 6:05. It's Saturday night, so we have fireworks after the game. They're on a roll, four straight, 21 out of the last 11 games. Don't forget, we have Family Fit Day going on at Daffin Park. We got the Boo White Invitational at the La Vida Country Club with a lot of local amateur guys in that. So there's a lot going on here in Savannah, Georgia. It's June. It's a beautiful day outside. Get out there and do something. We got the June. We got the Major League Baseball draft coming up Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm telling you, having to live through that draft last year, it's nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking. I mean, it goes through 40 rounds, and, you know, you just sit there and wait for these guys to call your name. And we got some guys, Ashley Morris out of Calvary Day School, waiting to hear. We got Chandler Newman at Richmond Hill, high school player, throws 97 miles an hour. Stacey Bennett talked to his coach. We got teams looking at him. We got Hunter Newman, Chandler Newman's older brother, up at LSU. Teams are interested in drafting him, but from what I understand, Hunter might just stay for his junior year at LSU, Louisiana State University. Then, of course, Ryan Lawler, another, you know, these are three Calvary kids. Ashley Morris, Hunter Newman, Ryan Lawler all played together. Ryan Lawler was the one of the top pitchers up at Georgia this past year. He's a lefty, throws hard. He's got a good, you know, and he's a junior, so he's looking at getting drafted. So we got some local kids that just might be drafted. Now, if you're listening to me on the baseball side, please go to MLB.com. Go to the All-Star ballot. Josh Reddick, who is a local boy, born in Savannah, but grew up in South Effingham, played at South Effingham High School, has a shot at making the All-Star team. But we need your votes. So go to MLB.com and go to the All-Star ballot and click on it for Josh Reddick. I'd love to see a local kid playing in Major League Baseball All-Star game. I don't know when the last time somebody has done that from Savannah, Georgia, that's played in the Major League Baseball All-Star game. So that's got to be excited. Oakland A's right fielder, South Effingham, alumni, went to Middle Georgia College, got drafted by the Boston Red Sox, was traded to the Oakland A's. Josh Reddick has a shot at being an all-star. So go to vote on that page, find Josh Reddick, and click on his name. I mean, it'd be great to have a local kid, local boy. And he's having a phenomenal season, too. It's not like, you know, it's a cheap season. He's doing something, you know, but he's been on a tear the whole year. So Josh Reddick, Oakland A's, go to MLB.com, go to vote, and find Josh's name, and please click on it. Well, another 2 hours has flown by. And as always, it's been a lot of fun. And once again, I got to thank that man down there in the Glen Place Mall, PJ Zucco, for all your help. Keep in mind following us. There'll be a national program. But remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and 104.3 FM, you can listen to your source for Savannah area sports, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Well, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and whatever you may be doing, always hit it out in the park. Until next weekend, always. Have a great week. I'm out of here.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, sponsored by Optum Orthopedics on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.